I'll admit it. I think most of the comic book franchises that dominate our cinemas have become pretty formulaic and predictable. With that said, I think the latest X-Men movie, Days of Future Past, might be the best installment of that franchise since X-Men 2 in 2003. Though for me that's not saying much. Warning, this installment makes reference to almost every subplot and situation of the entire 6-film series, and I wouldn't watch it without having seen at least the first 3 X-Men films to get a full understanding. Still, Bryan Singer, the original X-Men director, has stepped back into the driver's seat and gives a much-needed recharge to the continuing stories of Wolverine and the Band of Mutant Superheroes. When we rejoin the X-Men, they are fighting for survival in a futuristic world of flesh-killing robots called the Sentinels. The movie barely opens, and already it is using a Terminator formula, as all these comic book movies seem to keep doing. Also using the Terminator theme of time travel, it is up to the superhero of teleportation, Kitty Pryde, to send Wolverine back to 1973 to help a young Professor X and Magneto stop the scheming Mystique from assassinating the creator of the Sentinels, Dr. Trask. I don't know about you, but as someone who's not a huge fan of this series, I needed a notebook to remember all those superhero names. When Wolverine finds himself back in the 1970s, he finds his future heroes in underwhelming states. But because only they can stop Mystique, Wolverine must rally Professor X and Magneto before the new force of robots arises. As with all these films, the CGI special effects are over the top, going for distraction rather than creative. The all-star cast does manage to add power to their roles with their mere presence. Hugh Jackman, Sirs Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, current It Girl Jennifer Lawrence, and Ellen Page all reprise their roles, which, if I'm getting bored seeing these gifted artists playing these roles, I can only imagine how they must feel. James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender as the young Professor X and Magneto are adequate in their respective parts. Wrapping up, if you are a devoted fan of this series, you are going to love Days of Future Past, with its collection of references and its not-so-creative spin of going into the past. But if you are not already a fan of the series, you'll be slightly confused, but maybe impressed with the number of celebrities, the rapid pacing, and the popcorn action that is this film. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.